Has anyone ever told you to never give up on believing? Well, we will. That message is loud and clear around here today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel. To our friends around the world, thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an out-of-sight musical adventure. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started. Kevin Williams is here.
All right.
Hey, Kevin.
I see Amber Nealon.
Hello. Glad you see me.
Woody Wright.
Hey, everybody.
Tori Taff.
I am here. I am definitely here.
Mostly here.
Mostly here.
And the red carpet has been rolled out.
Uh-oh.
Gloria Gaither.
That never happens. I'm thrilled she's here.
And Bill, you said it. You said it, Bill. We've gathered some songs of reinforcement to encourage and lift your life.
That's right, Daniel. And my guests today are overflowing with encouragement. Ben Spear, The Isaacs, Jeff and Sherry Easter. Hey, it's going to be a good, good day.
We got to get this thing kicked off with a little energy. Here's the whole homecoming gang. I saw the light. Ooh. Hank Williams classic.
Yes.
I was wondering, aimless to say, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light.
My public service announcement today is this. Kids need time to be bored, for that is how creativity is born. Yeah. Yes. And I'm a witness of that.
That is scary.
He's been causing people to be creative for years.
Didn't you play your teeth like a piano?
Yes. I tell you what, boredom every time will lead to
something
creativity.
Scary.
A trip exactly to the dentist.
Right. That's right.
And here's the Gaither Vocal Band. His love is like a river.
Mississippi rose, picking up a man until a raging flood unfolds. Ocean to Missouri, down the Arkansas River, moving out of Memphis.
is overflowing, streaming from his precious blood. His blessings from the fountain spilling like a roaring tide.
Overwhelm my spirit like swimming in the ocean wide.
His love is like a river running and a rolling, flowing from the lazy stream.
Love is Like a River, the Gaither Vocal Band.
Just changed in the room right there.
I'm ready.
Kevin, I feel you and I are the only ones who like this. We've searched high and low, start to finish, A to Z, deep and wide to find the perfect word to learn and use. And if it's not part of your vocabulary, maybe it'll become your favorite go-to. You're ready for it? The word of the day.
Okay.
Today is wheel.
Wait, wheel?
Wheel?
How do you spell that?
Okay, Kev, come on.
I got that over here.
Okay.
I'm surprised that you, a wheel, and it's spelled W-E-E-L, so it's not like what's on a car.
That's what threw me.
Pronounced wheel, it's what we have in Kentucky, what we leave to our family after we pass on our last wheel and testament. It's all detailed in the wheel. Very common to hear, I love y'all, I'm putting y'all in my wheel. My dad had an interesting take on his wheel. He left me a socket set, an Elvis clock, and his toothpick collection. As for everything else, he just decided to cut out the middleman and bequeath all his money directly to the IRS. That was his wheel.
That's what he did. Wheel is actually it's kind of an old-fashioned word. It refers to a state of being happy, healthy throws out your part. Happy, alive, and successful. Wheel is usually ascribed to large groups of people rather than individuals, as in the phrases common wheel or for the public wheel. This is your example.
Yes.
Before presenting the bill to the legislature, the senator spoke of her devotion to the general
wheel.
There you go. Are you standing correct?
I'm going to stand on my definition. I like it better.
You know, it's going to make my day.
Remember, Bill, if you don't, someone will.
About that.
I got to tell you a funny story. This happened to some friends of ours from Minnesota, and she now has great-grandchildren, but when one of her grandchildren was little, and he was about 7 years old, he was sitting on her lap, and she had a busy day planned the next day, and she said, honey, you got to pray for Grandma now. He said, why? He said, well, Grandma's getting old. She's tired, and I need some energy for tomorrow. You know I'm old. And he said, Grandma, don't let anybody tell you you're old. You're not old. You look old, but you're not. Thank you.
That's helpful.
That's funny.
He ain't never done me nothing but good, nothing but good. Oh.
Then Job's wife said, why don't you curse your God and die? But
ones and started out for heaven. Soon I was forsaken, my friends left one by one, but the good Lord walked beside me and never left me alone. He fed me when I was hungry, and he cheered me when I was sad, and he has been the dearest friend this child has ever had. Oh, he ain't ever done me nothing but good, nothing but good. Oh, he ain't ever done me nothing but good, nothing but good. Oh, yeah. History tells of Polycarp, a martyr for the gospel's sake. Then tied him to a stake, but the fire could not consume him, so they pierced him with a sword. The blood ran down, put out the fire, but still he praised the Lord. Now all these years have served him, he's done me nothing but good. Well, I won't repent and I won't recant, just tell me why I should. Oh, he ain't ever done me nothing but good, nothing but good.
Okay, let me introduce the English teacher of the century.
Who was that?
Miss Gloria.
I'm over here groaning.
Yeah.
and the name of that song was Miss English Teacher?
He hasn't done anything for me but that which was good.
Over here diagramming sentences just to that.
It sort of messes up the rhythm, but oh well.
Hey, honey, it's good to have you on the program, my friend.
Good to be had.
Well, we normally do this program down that, well, there's nothing normal about anything we do.
Well, there's that. I was going to question that.
But we're usually down in Nashville, but we're here in Alexandria where we have a chance to have
you. Yeah, Windsor and I both could show up.
Yeah, good to have you.
Thank you.
Well, here's something to think about. Satan thought that he had taken everything from Job, but to Job, God was his everything.
Wow.
Bill, the Gaither Vocal Band's coming to cities all across North America real soon.
Brighter the Light Tour is an evening packed full of great music, along with a generous helping of hope and encouragement. This is the kind of experience that you'll never forget.
Oh, you're so right, Bill. And the memories of an evening spent with the Gaither Vocal Band and friends will last a lifetime. And the hearts and lives of those who come will never be the same.
Now, there's still plenty of good dates and places just ahead on this tour.
And we'd love to see our friends in person. So come be with us for an evening that will make a difference in your life.
So for complete information on the dates, times, and place, it's homecomingradio.com, and you'll find all the info right there to make a date with us.
A Gaither concert experience is one you will never forget. It will lift your life and do your heart good.
Since Jesus came into my heart, and my sins, which were many, are all washed away. Since Jesus came into my heart,
since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart,
city I know, since Jesus came into my heart.
And I'm happy, so happy, since onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart.
Since Jesus came into my heart.
Jesus came into my heart. That's all the Homecoming Friends on Homecoming Radio.
Well, we're glad you guys are here with us. We're having a good time over here, are we not? Again with the horn. And guys, today's guest artist was The Sound.
Aren't they good? Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Here they are.
Have you ever stared down a mountain too tall to climb? No way to get over, no matter how hard you try. But somehow the Lord got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Have you stood on the banks of a Red Sea wrestling doubt? 'Cause it's too far to swim and too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Get a witness. Are you standing in a fire and the flames won't let you go? But you're still holding on to a single thread of hope that the Lord can deliver, and you won't even smell like smoke. Can I get a witness?
Sons, The Sound, here on Homecoming Radio.
Here's a vocal band, very popular praise and worship tune, 10,000 Reasons.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I'll worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy. Your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Worship Your holy name, Lord, I worship Your holy name, Lord, I worship Your holy name.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And nobody sings it like the vocal band here at Homecoming Radio.
And our goal today was to remind you to never give up on believing. That message today was loud and clear. Never stop. Hey, join us again next time when we'll be sure to once again bring you the music and a smile with it.
Chocked full. That's a good phrase. The website is chocked full of so much goodness.
Go,
HomecomingRadio.com.
Where you can hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
And you can get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
Gloria did like a pro there. And we have some great homecoming radio stations in the state of New York we'd like to say hello to, like WZXV, WTHE, WLRG, and so many more. To you and all the rest of our New York stations, salute!
Hey, we're out of time, and as my old friend Jake would say, Bill, things will either get better or get worse, or stay about the same. Yeah. There's not much we can do about it. See you next time. Bless you.
Bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Rejoice in the